Now notice he says again, he was oppressed, he was afflicted. I'm going to go just a little further. He was afflicted. He was what? Afflicted. Yet he did what? Open. He didn't say a word. He was brought as a lamb before the slaughter. Have you ever seen, once, it's been years ago, I worked in a place where they slaughtered cattle, beef. And you can hear him hollering. You can hear him hollering and all that stuff. We was doing some work there on a slaughter pen. But Jesus didn't open his mouth. Yeah. And then it go on to say, as a sheep before her shearing is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from where? He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. Why was he cut out? Cut off for the transgression of my people. Was he stricken? We're going to talk about righteousness this morning. Jesus became our righteousness. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Got it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom. But we focus on righteousness now. He's our what? Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He is our righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Righteousness is a gift. And it says, for if by one man death reign, much more they which receive the abundance of grace shall receive abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Jesus, just as he was made sin for us, we were made the righteousness of God in Christ when we were born again. We were made righteous. Every child of God had the same standing with the Father. Every one of us that's born again had the same standing with the Father. And what we need to do is develop a righteousness consciousness. Do what? Develop a righteousness consciousness. How? How do I do that? By meditating in the Word, and confessing that I am, you are, what he says we are in the Word. By meditating in the Word, by confessing the Word, and then acting on that Word. Righteousness is a force, a power. The thing Jesus said, now look what he said in Matthew. Righteousness is so important that we understand and get a revelation of righteousness in our spirits, because righteousness is what calls every one of us to stand in the presence of God. And God will treat us like we've never been a sinner. I'm going to say it again. Righteousness gives us the ability to stand in the presence of God. And he will treat us as though we never, ever sinned. And many, many have suffered, died early, went through life or going through life, sad, oppressed, broke, distressed, dealing with demonic forces that lies a wreck. Hello? It's because they mad at the world some. Oh. That's all kind of family problem. They can't get along with anybody. You can't please them no matter what you do. Why this? Because they fail to recognize once you were born again, you became the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And look what it says here in Matthew 6:33. The first thing, and sometimes I believe we as leaders fail, but this is what the scripture says. But do what? Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first, do what? Seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, that I am in right standing with God. What you mean, right standing? I have been given the gift of righteousness, that everything that God has given me in Christ, I have a right to it. Everything that God has given me in Christ Jesus, I have a right to live. I have a right to go in his presence. I have a right to pray. I have a right to live in peace. I have a right to prosper. I have a right to live healthy. I have a right to win. I have a right to conquer. I have a right to stand when all hell is going on. I have a right to be protected. I have a right to spend time with the Father and talk to him. I have a right to walk victoriously in every circumstance and opposition that comes against me. I have a right to it. And he said, but seek ye first what? Kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness. You know what most people are conscious of? Weakness, sickness, failure, lack. I can't. Don't know what I'm going to do. So-and-so messed me up. I'm going to get him back. Huh? But he said, the first thing you do should happen once you get born again, because that's when you become the righteousness of God. Find out what it means to be righteous. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And become righteousness. Develop your righteousness and consciousness of being the righteousness of God. Develop your conscience that you are the righteousness of God. Look,